Praise the Lord. So wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord together tonight and enjoy His beautiful presence, His Word, fellowship of the saints. Well, tonight the message title is Ask Largely. Ask Largely. Let's begin with Psalm 81 and verse 10. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. I am the Lord your God who brought you out into a born-again life, into life in Christ. The Bible says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Fill it with what? It doesn't say, does it? Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Fill it with what? It doesn't say, you leave this with God. He knows how to bless you. He knows how to come upon your life with what you need and how to fill your life. Because the Lord had brought His people out of Egypt, out of the world, He wanted to do great things for them. But it remained for them to ask. To ask largely, to increase their expectation on the Lord. Maybe we need to increase our expectation on the Lord once again. Or those that are young in years or young in the faith, increase your expectation on the Lord. Because no matter how we increase our expectation, we cannot exceed His supply. And how He wants to pour into our lives. We increase our expectation on the Lord. Psalm 91 verse 11 goes on. But my people would not heed my voice. And Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart. To walk in their own counsels. Here's the heart of God, the lament. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to Him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat. And with honey from the rock, I would have satisfied you. Oh, that my people, God says, oh, that my people. He says, my people, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I will fill it. I was thinking about this scripture a few weeks ago as it was quickening my spirit for tonight. And I was skimming through a couple books I had because I wanted to find, I knew there was something in those books, not relating to this at all, something else I was trying to find, and I shared a couple excerpts of that in the last message last Sunday night. But as I was skimming through the book, and just a few seconds into each book, I opened the page, and I can't ever remember that was there. And in both of those books, my eyes fell upon Scripture, Psalm 81:10, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I don't mind when the luck of the Lord comes upon me. I don't mind God incidences, do you? But the Lord is speaking tonight if we'll have an ear to hear. He's saying, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. The imagery is of little birds that are in the nest. And the mother comes with a nice, tasty worm. Think lobster, prime rib, you know, your favorite steak. And my, how quickly those little birds, and you've seen them, peeking over, their beak peeking over the nest, and the beak is wide open, pointing to heaven. And they squawk and they jostle for position because they want the feeding. We honor the Lord when we increase our expectation on Him. We honor the Lord when we increase our expectation on him. Well, the excerpts from the books, the first one was from Praying Hyde. This is what the author said, a person who was with him when this took place. He said, "How well I remember him praying that we might open our mouth wide that God may fill it. I think he repeated the word wide scores of times with long pauses in between. Wide. Lord, wide. Open wide. Wide. Beseeching God that his people would ask largely. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." The other has to do with George Mueller, who prayed in provision for some 10,000 orphans, never made the need known, never publicized it, prayed in provision for over years of ministry for 10,000 orphans every day, every week, every month. The travail, the intercessions are outstanding. But he says that at an early point in the ministry, he said, "That evening, I was struck in reading the scriptures with these words, 'Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it.' I was led to apply this scripture to the orphan house and ask the Lord for premises, 1,000 pounds, and suitable individuals to take care of the children. His faith flamed forth when God spoke. From that moment, this text formed one of his life mottos, and the promise became a power in molding his future work. The text was his check on heaven's bank and cashable for any needed amount, as Mueller's faith attested." Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Maybe you need a verse, a fresh verse by the Holy Spirit. Take this verse tonight. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. It honors God when we increase our expectation on him. Father of lights, you delight in blessing your children. Psalm 103, verse 5 says, "Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Open wide, wide, Lord. Open wide. Open, Lord, wide, Lord. Wider, Lord." In our lives, Mary prophesied, "The hungry he has filled with good things, but the rich, the full, those full of themselves, those full of activity and life and things to do, not much time for the Lord, not much time for his word, not much time for his presence, not much time for church, too filled up." He said, "The full God has sent empty away. But the hungry, he has filled with good things." Number one, a mouth opened in praise. Open your mouth wide in praise. Pouring out thanksgivings, hallelujahs, shouts of joy and gladness. Psalm 71:8, "Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." A mouth opened in praise. Psalm 126:1-3, "When the Lord brought again the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream." That is, when the Lord broke the captivity of sin and brought us to himself, "we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord hath done great things for them.'" The Lord has done great things for us. and we are glad. Let's not hold back our praise. Let's not hold back our shouts of joy. I know we're intimidated in ourselves and we're self-conscious, but the Lord needs to help us break that off our life so we can open our mouth with praises. Open wide your mouth, and the Lord says, I will fill it. And so we have to learn that, to break that battle, don't we? We all go through it. Come out of our timidity, come out of our self-consciousness, come out of our pride, come out of our tradition, come out of our silence, and praise the Lord, like the Bible says, praise Him with a loud voice and glorify God. Psalm 134, 1-3, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. If you'll open your mouth wide in praise, you will find the Lord bringing blessing to you from Zion, from His holy hill, from His presence, from His throne, from His very life and being. So we open our mouths opened in praise to the Lord. Number two, a mouth opened in prayer. Pouring out supplications, pouring out requests and holy supplications. Open thy mouth wide, the Lord says, and I will fill it. I need you to open your mouth, God says, and I will fill it. A mouth opened in prayer, pouring out requests and holy supplications. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. God says they're in your future. You'll walk into them if you're a prayer warrior. You'll walk into them if there's utterance on your life and supplication. God says, I have many wonderful things for my people. They need to call upon me so I can lead them out into the future and fill them with the good things that I want to bring upon their life. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. James 4:2-3. You lust, you desire, and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. Just saying you've got an attitude, you judge others and you're critical and you're jealous and complaining. Said, you murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. He said, I've got something for you. You can drive out that flesh nature. You can drive out that darkness. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But God wants to help us. He said, You do not have because you do not ask. Then he said, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. That you may spend it on your pleasures. We have to give up praying for things to spend on our own pleasures. It's so easy to get caught up praying for things for our own pleasures. But God says, you ask and do not receive because you're asking amiss. You're asking is out of line with my purpose. We should cry out for the anointing. That's the prayer for our hearts. Cry out, pray for the anointing. Pray for the presence of God. Open your mouth wide, God says. Ask for His presence. Ask for His word. Ask for spiritual discernment and understanding. Ask for might. Ask for His joy. Ask for His strength. Ask for ministry. Ask that your family will serve the Lord. Ask to glorify God. Open your mouth wide, God says, and I will fill it. I say, well, what about, you know, praying for my job and my vehicle and my travel and my vacations? And yeah, we do pray for that, but we're not to get overly focused on that. There's a higher realm where you're calling for the anointing and calling for the great things of God's provision and of His Spirit and of His revelation in your life. We can pray for these other things, Jesus said. But He said, really, in reality, your Father knows what you have need of before you ask Him. But He said, you need to ask before you ask, but He already knows those things. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and those things will be added unto you. Now, we ask as we go along, but God says those things, the material things of life, your provision, your clothing, accommodation, shelter, those things will be added unto you as you seek first the kingdom of God. We've got to go to a higher level. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Oh, cry out for the anointing. Cry out for the presence of God. Cry out for the glory of God. Cry out for a life that's filled with His presence and goodness and joy and abundance. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Ask largely. Lord, more of You, more of Your presence, more of Your life, more of Your nature, more of Your abundance, Lord. Open Your mouth wide and I will fill it. There was a day Jesus walked through Jericho along the road. He was going up to Jerusalem to give His life on the cross. And as He was going, great multitude was with Him. And there was a beggar by the roadside, blind Bartimaeus. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, he began to cry out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says they warned him, quiet, beggar. Shut your mouth, blind beggar. But the Bible says he began to cry out all the more. He opened his mouth even wider. Jesus, Son of Nazareth, Son of God, Son of David, have mercy on me. And when Jesus heard him cry out even louder, the Bible says Jesus stood still. He said, command him to be brought to me. Blind Bartimaeus opened his mouth. And Jesus filled it. He said, I will heal your eyes. I will set you free. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it, says the Lord. Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord. He wrestled with Jesus in Old Testament terms, a Christophany, an appearance of Christ, wrestling with Jacob. Jacob wanted the blessing of God. But the day was breaking and the battle hadn't been won yet. And Jacob said to the angel, I will not let you go until you bless me. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord blessed him. And you know how Jacob's life unfolded from that point. We stand in the heritage of Jacob today. The 12 sons, the 12 tribes, the great move of God. We are an extension of that today. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me. A mouth opened in prayer, supplication, requests, joyful longing after the Lord. Number three, final point, a mouth opened in hunger and thirst for righteousness, for godliness, for Christ-likeness, for surrender, for sanctification, a mouth opened in hunger and thirst after Jesus Himself, as we heard this morning. I came to bless you, Lord. It's about you. Besides what you give me, it's you I want, Lord. Your righteousness, your holiness, your presence, your being. A mouth opened in hunger and thirst for righteousness, for godliness. Let's have the worship ministry return. Matthew 5, 6. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Hunger and thirst is active. It's alive. It moves. It has passion. It has emotion. It has strength of spirit behind it. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Again, filled with what? It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Because we're the ones, we hunger and thirst after God. My soul thirsts after you. I open my mouth wide in praise. I open my mouth wide in prayer. I open my mouth wide in hunger. And we let God take it from there. Because He knows how to bless us, when to bless us, and with what to bless us. We can trust Him. Let's just call upon the name of the Lord. Let's just call upon the name of the Lord. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it, says the Lord. That's His promise to us tonight. Let's start asking largely. Not for things, Lord, this and that. Lord, Your presence, Your power, Your might, Your spirit, Your leading, Your direction, Your glory, Your abundance, and let Him fill it in. Let's stand together tonight. Let's call on the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Open your mouth wide tonight and let the Lord fill you with what He wants today and tomorrow and the time to come. Things will come upon your life. Blessings will come upon your life. Opportunities will come upon your life. Wonderful things. You say, where did that come from? God says, well, you've been hungering and thirsting. You've had your mouth wide open, longing after Me, and here I am, filling, filling, filling as you walk on in life. So let's praise the Lord tonight and thank Him for His goodness. Hallelujah.